Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick update on Kentucky's farmers markets with Sharon Spencer, farmers market specialist with Kentucky Ag Department. She says, as with all farmers, the drought has had an impact.
It's been pretty good. It's been a tough year on all of our producers in Kentucky, not only just the vendors that sell at the farmers market, but just agriculture in whole with the drought.
But the dry weather had a farm market impact that may surprise you, as it did Sharon.
A lot of my vendors that I did talk to kind of surprised me because they said they really like kind of a drought year, and it just kind of took me by surprise because usually it's more of an expense because they've added new water, but it actually brings more customers in because a lot of people that are fooling with gardens, they're letting those gardens go and they're actually going to the farmer's market. So business has picked up a little bit at the market.
There are still several weeks of sales to go, and we'll have a website address for you in a minute. Last year statewide there were about $11 million in sales. She thinks it'll go $11 million plus this season.
We've got about 147 farmer's markets, and that's down just a little bit, but that's just due to the fact that some of the counties have just got some smaller markets, and some of the vendors, we are losing some of the vendors due to age. Some are just wanting to retire and just quit. But all in all, it's been a good year.
To check the farmer's market in your area for product availability and days of operation online, go to kyagr.com and click on Farmer's Markets. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back getting an update from KDA Farmers Market Specialist Sharon Spencer on some of their innovations.
We have had a lot of markets or whatever that has decided that using the EBT machine, and also you can use it as a debit card machine, it actually increases the sales at the farmers market. And I do want to encourage any of my farmers market vendors or any of my farmers market managers that are listening to contact me, because there is funds available to where we can get them a free EBT machine.
She says these markets are obviously an opportunity as a farm sales outlet, but they're also a community asset.
A lot of my markets or whatever has vendors to where they're not only just selling produce, but we've also had food vendors. So you can actually go and stay. They've got entertainment and they got some activities for the kids. So they try to make it a family atmosphere. They try to make it a social event.
That website again, kyagr.com. Click on Farmers Markets. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.